Let's start with some good news and some bad news. The bad news is...
It's early in the morning.
Just a little early in the morning.
Okay, so what's the good news?
Today is Thursday.
What's so good about that?
What's so good about it?
The week is almost over.
Almost over.
How long do you think a week is?
A week is a very long time.
Oh, I've had a really long week.
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
So let's get back to work.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, unless you work a funky schedule, and then if this is your Monday, guess what? It's just the start of your week. It's the Monica J. Show. It is Hump Day. Love it. I love every day, though, because it gives me the opportunity to go out and do what I'm supposed to do. That's what you should be thinking, too. Love every day. Gosh, every day that I open my eyes and get up in the morning, that's a great day for me. So let's keep it going. Don't let this stuff get you down to the point that you're absolutely miserable. Unfortunately, we've seen drug abuse increasing. We've seen alcohol abuse increasing. We've seen spousal and child abuse increasing. Suicide. Don't let your environment dictate what you think and how you feel. There's more to this world than what's going on right in front of us. You just have to be able to get past it. Whatever way you need to. Talking to people, talking to me on the air, writing it down. Start keeping a journal. Don't keep it inside of you. I know it's hard. That's the hardest thing that anybody will ever ask you to do. But I know you can do it. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question, do you think the Senate will actually convict Trump? This is probably going to go on into the beginning of next week. But I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your opinion on that. So the majority of the people participating in yesterday's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, should banks be able to search your private information and release it without your knowledge or consent? Well, let's see, doing the math, 94% said basically the hell no. The rest, know what you're signing. It's probably in their agreement that you, when you open your account, remember those privacy agreements that get updated? Privacy agreements on your credit cards? I just got a notice on my PayPal account. We're changing our privacy agreement. Have you ever read those? Yeah. So there you have it. Thank you so much for participating in the polls. It's always nice to see what people are thinking, which way you're leaning. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Lynn this morning. Wants to talk about a kangaroo court. I would be more interested in actually watching kangaroos, Lynn, than...
Yes, it would be real, wouldn't it?
It'd be more entertaining, I tell you that.
Yes. Well, I think that we kind of need to divide through some of the minutiae that they're broadcasting over the airwaves in regards to what they're doing right now, because it's to my understanding that these legislatures, they are giving President Trump a tongue lashing, is what this is really about. Because when you hear his defense attorneys, they are making it very simple, and simple is always best. And that is to follow the rule of law, and that is to follow the Constitution. It's to follow law that has been shepherdized and precedented beforehand. And they, meaning the Democrats and the legislature, seem to think that having their kangaroo court, that they don't have to regard any of those things, take the textual content to its word, that they can disregard the definitions and they can just go about with their emotional tongue lashings of he did, and therefore, and we're gonna. It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous, in my opinion. It's odious. It's stacked against him. This thing needs to go to the Supreme Court. We need to open up the whole thing and let it be exposed for what it really is.
You know, Lynn,
it's the biggest fraud.
It's interesting that I don't think people really even care about this. That I don't think that they're really even watching this because they've given up on getting the truth. It's just a show for them. Like you were saying, this is just a play that they're putting on, and they think that people are actually watching and that they care about it.
Well, if you can stomach it, you should watch it, because you're going to get a really wonderful education out of it. Because if they get away with this, our law and our jurisprudence and our Constitution will definitely be torn up, just like Pelosi enjoyed tearing up the State of the Union speech. The further they go, the better they are. The further we expose, the better we are. Mm-hmm. So as long as we keep shining the light shines on. When we let it go into darkness, it's in darkness.
Exactly.
I have to laugh about it because these people think that they are above the law. These people think they've got this under control. If you really watch and see, it's utter chaos. What do we do now? What are we going to do now? Look at them in the hallways. There's no cohesiveness. It's just whatever Pelosi says, whatever Schumer says, whoever's in charge, who's giving the directions. It's just another puppet show.
And they live by a mirror. Okay, they just accuse people and try to charge people with what they are doing. So that's what
the
people really lashing. Need to see.
Yes, the deflammatory, degrading character assassinations that they do to us, that they do to God-fearing people, anyone that is opposed to their new world order, and. I'm sorry to say, but we will always be here until our Heavenly Father's kingdom comes, and we all know how it ends. And I'm sorry for them. I'm sorry for them.
Yeah.
We have to hold our chins up. We have
that's
to
right.
be very prayerful, and look with open eyes at the truth that what you are really seeing and what is true.
Well, that's why Biden's trying to get rid of religious freedom and doing the attacks that, well, not just Biden, but the people that are pulling his strings. So, Lynn, thank you so much for calling today. God bless. And keep watching for the rest of us because, you know, some people can't stomach it anymore. The hypocrisy just runs so deep, like Nancy Pelosi being fined, finally, because she keeps bypassing the metal detectors. Why have them there if you're not going to use them? Why require everybody else to use them if you think you're above it all and you just go around them? You know, you keep an eye on this stuff and the truth comes out. It does. It's going to come out about Sisolak. It's going to come out about all of the players that we have here in Nevada as well. You see the actions that they're pulling. You know, you think that good Republicans would want less government. They want businesses opening up. They want them doing what they do. And yet you have Republicans in this county, they keep everything shut down. You have Republicans in the city of Reno who aren't fighting to open up in the city of Sparks. What do? You email them. You call them. More than likely, you're not going to get a response. But at least you made that effort. And those efforts make a difference. I know you're going to have people out there, didn't do anything. You never know. But at least you did something. At least you tried. And that's something for you. So we started off the show this morning. I asked for a reminder of it. This is from thegatewaypundit.com. I would say you definitely have to read this article. Came out yesterday. The CDC exposed, that's the headline, inflated COVID deaths by 1,600, not 16, 1,600% throughout the election. And they violated multiple federal laws. This is from a peer-reviewed study, and it's finding that this is going on in the state and local governments, and we have to act. It's a great article. Shows you where you can find things here. You know, we knew something was going on. It was said from the beginning. Dr. Birx even announced it. Yes, there is a difference between dying with COVID and from COVID. And all of these numbers that they're putting fear into people with are people with COVID. They're even swabbing people that have already passed away to see if they have it. And if we've seen, well, the tests weren't reliable. So if this is coming out again, the study's 25 pages long, over 100 citations. So the main point, though, a major point is that testing inaccuracies and unreliability combined with unscientific procedures and methods resulted in demonstrably massive false positive spikes. So what are we going to do about that? We need to open up. We need to get people back to work. We don't need stimulus funds if people can just get back to work. But that's not the plan. The plan right now is to go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910, and check in with Nora this morning. Nora, thanks for calling the program. What's on your mind with Trump?
Hon. First of all, the question that you asked, could you repeat it? I didn't catch it totally for today's question.
Oh, today's poll question. Do you think the Senate will actually... Do you think that they'll actually agree on criminal charges for, will they convict Trump?
Well, I'll tell you, after going to my first county commissioners meeting yesterday, felt like I was dealing with zombies, listening to zombies, not the people that spoke, but the ones out there in the commissioners. And I won't be surprised if the Senate does do it. But they better remember, people put them in and they can take them out of that office. And it's going to hurt them.
Nora. She used to tell me that all the time. I brought you into this world. Yeah. I can take you out.
And, you know, the thing of it is, I didn't know what to expect because I've never been to a county commissioner's deal. But I mean to tell you, I'm looking out at these people, and there were quite a few people there that came. And I was impressed with what they had to say. I told them, I'm not going to be talking. I'm here to find out how this goes and what's what. But those people, they were like deer in the headlights. Mm-hmm. And no one really wanted to talk. You know, I felt like they were just snoozing. I thought, boy, are these people really paying attention and when these people would voice their opinion. And believe me, there was a couple, and they all did great, but there's a couple, oh boy, if these people didn't hear them, they'd definitely tell you. But I'm planning on going to some more of these. I'm learning more and more as I go along. And I'll tell you, the fight everybody's got on their hands right now, and this is a fight, not a physical fight, you know, like they try to tell, you know, Trump is saying.
They try to twist it. Well, Nora, just do me one favor, because I am so proud that you are doing this. The next commission meeting that you go to, take a friend. The next one after that, take a different friend. Try to get more people involved who have never been to these meetings before, who need to understand what's going on a day-to-day basis behind the scenes that, well, the media is not releasing it to you. They just wait until the very last minute. So make sure you get others in your circle involved. Nora, thank you so much for calling today, and always love hearing from you. I tell you that. We're going to be right back with a note from the Czech Republic, a letter that was posted right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Are you looking for a quality used car that's a steal of a deal? Then come to Cops and Robbers Used Cars. So many styles to choose from without all the hassle of the paperwork. So visit our abandoned warehouse downtown, at least for now, for steals on wheels. You don't ask any questions, neither will we. Oops, that sound means we need to roll the door down for a while. Cops and Robbers Used Cars. Dummy plates, extra charge.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and what a day. Look at that blue sky out there. What do you think about climate change and what they're pushing? Climate change is a way of progressing an agenda to what they want. It's an agenda to keep you from flying, to keep you from driving, to keeping you at home in your own little world and following the rules that they set forth. Taking vaccines that, this is another great article that I came across. COVID mRNA shots are legally not vaccines. This is actually by Dr. Joseph Mercola, The Truth About COVID-19. It's also a new book he's putting out. By referring to COVID-19 vaccines as vaccines rather than gene therapies, the U.S. government is actually violating its 15 U.S. Code Section 41, which regulates deceptive practices in medical claims. The mRNA injections are gene therapies that do not fulfill a single criteria or definition of a vaccine. You might want to look into this before you get that shot in the arm. Do your research and know what's going on. I find this very interesting, coming out of the Czech Republic. This is from a Prague newspaper. It was translated into English, so I am hoping that the translation is accurate. The danger to America is not Joseph Biden, but a citizenry capable of entrusting a man like him with the presidency. It will be far easier to limit and undo the follies of a Biden presidency than to restore the necessary common sense and good judgment to a depraved electorate willing to have such a man for their president. The problem is much deeper and far more serious than Mr. Biden, who is a mere symptom of what ails America. Blaming the Prince of Fools should not blind anyone to the vast confederacy of fools who made him their prince. The Republic can survive a Biden, who is, after all, merely a fool, it is less likely to survive a multitude of fools, such as those who made him their president. That's interesting that that's coming out of the Czech Republic, because I've heard about the neo-Nazis and the, you know, the people that were paid to participate in this big insurrection of the Capitol building. What I didn't know until yesterday, late last night, the day before yesterday, is that a group of those people who were doing the hardcore damage were Ukrainian neo-Nazis. Ukrainian? Wow. That's interesting. Who has ties to the Ukraine that could pull off something like that? Just a thought. We'll have more thoughts, more of your comments, emails, texts. We've got it all coming up for you after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
Oh, we need to share them. Share those opinions like most people are doing through the emails right now. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And going back and forth with a few emails here at the Monica Jay Show. You know, you can talk and text as well. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So on one side, we have Scott, who is saying, you need to listen to today's events in the Senate. The facts are really being shown clearly. Oh, wait, you're a conspiracy nut. You and your listeners create their own ineptitude, Scott. So then we move on to the other side of the aisle. Yes, Monica, people are stupid. That's why the leftists have been able to absorb their brains and replace them with conspiracy theory and irrationality. These people probably believe the earth is flat and the sun moves around the earth. Wanda, thank you for that. No laws followed. They do what they want. No one believes me about New World Order. I am the crazy lady. No one cares. So I must be. That's what I have the hard time with, is people care so little about what is happening around them that they don't even look up New World Order, even though the first President Bush was actually talking about it in his speeches, even though we have been pushed in this direction for decades upon decades. And even though it takes so little time to get on to DuckDuckGo and just type in the Great Reset, type in Davos 2021, type in the World Economic Forum, type in the New World Order, and all the information is there from their own websites, from their own mouths. Justin Trudeau, Prince Charles, Mr. Schwab from the UN, in their own worlds, saying that a virus will give us the opportunity, and this isn't this year, this isn't last year, this isn't the year before that, that a sudden and deadly virus will give us the opportunity to push our agenda. agenda. Agenda 21. Agenda 2030. All online, out in the open. But people care so little about losing their freedoms, their liberties, their lives, that they are willing to be spoon-fed and just slop it all up, swallowing every bit of it. As reported by the CDC, there are the U.S. deaths by year and the change from the previous year. 2017, 2,800, 18,503 people died in America. 2018, 2,839,205. 2019, 2,855,000. Roughly 16,000 more than the previous year. 2018 to 2017, about 20,000 more deaths. The year of the pandemic, the year of the plandemic, 2020, 2,913,144 deaths. 57, almost 58 more thousand more people than 2019. So we're averaging what we normally average. Oh, except for in 2020, suicides were up and people dying from things that they were supposed to be treated for, you know, like cancer and all those other things, weren't being treated because hospitals were shut down. People were being denied the medications that could have saved their lives, like hydroxychloroquine, because the media and politicians hated President Trump. So people have died needlessly, but not from not wearing masks and being out in public. They've died needlessly because of a scam and people like Scott who just go along for the ride. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to mention a couple things. One was Saul Alinsky, which I'm sure you've heard of. he's out of Chicago. He's dead, of course. But he wrote Rules for Radicals, which was designed to show how to socialize a country. First of all, Hillary Clinton studied under him, and Barack Obama studied him. He was dead by the time Barack Obama, you know, came around. But if your listeners would just take the time, they got their computers in front of them. All they have to do is go onto their, you know, onto the web and type in Saul Alinsky and then look for Rules for Radicals and read it. And there's 12 points right there. And it basically shows, and you can look and see how it's happening in our country.
Right down the line. I mean, they are literally, you take over the education system, you take over the healthcare system, you take over law enforcement, you take over people's jobs, and you create more people who are poor, so they are more dependent on the government. And I mean, that's the thing, Mike, is people will not accept things that are right in front of their faces because they are so brainwashed by this point. So how do we get them unbrainwashed?
Well, they've got to care about their kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. They've got to care. They have to have a passion for this country. If they don't, then they don't even deserve this country. They don't deserve the freedoms they have, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually a quote from one of our founding fathers. You know, to give up what people are giving up just for a sense, a little sense of safety is, well, they don't deserve any of it.
Okay, Carl Sagan, I read an article by him. This was back, 25, 30 years ago. I posted it in my shop, actually. in the waiting room, and he talked about, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was global cooling first, because if you go back into the late 70s and the early 80s, you'll find that they first called it global cooling. Then they called it global warming, and because it kept changing and stuff, they just, used the climate change, as their... But the thing of it is, what he was saying was they needed a rallying point for for radicals. And so they had to come up with something for them to rally around, a cause. Mm-hmm. And this was one of the main causes that they used, global, climate change.
Yeah, Mike, I go back to actually a South Park episode from 2000 that, it was all about climate change and the world was going to end if we didn't do something in 10 years. They have been screaming 10 years for the last 60 years. And you can go back and you can document it. It's all going to be over. We're all going to. And they had the perfect mouthpiece in AOC. And it's just amazing that people don't pay attention in school to actually learn these things about how the earth actually works. It's right in front of their face, Mike, yet they won't accept it. They're so brainwashed.
Right.
Mike, thanks for calling into the program today and trying to get people to wake up to, so many good books out there. The Naked Communist, the Communist Manifesto. It's all there for you to check out. 1984, Animal Farm, Fahrenheit. Turn off the TV. Don't turn off the radio, of course. Like Scott. Obviously, Scott's still listening. And pick up a book. Pick up some actual history from the past. And then see how they're trying to rewrite all of it. To re-educate kids, even on the founding of this country. Just take a look at what the Washoe County School District is trying to do with the 1619 Project. From Black Lives Matter, who, by the way, on their board is the woman who actually set off a bomb in the U.S. Capitol, who was pardoned by Bill Clinton, and the three founding members of Black Lives Matter, who are sworn Marxists. Communists, and where their money comes from. All of their seed money, George Soros. You start hearing all of these same names come into play for the deterioration of this country. But fortunately, when you really look at the numbers, when you look at a Biden celebration compared to a Trump celebration, the numbers are on our side. We just have to get more people active, more people running for office who have common sense, who know how to put Americans and their constituents first and what they want. Like opening up our cities and counties. Like getting back to work and putting a stop to all of this nonsense. This is the hazard of good people who understand and know the Constitution, who know laws, who know application of laws, who believe in law enforcement and enforcing laws. This is what happens when you don't have those people running. When you have those people so afraid of all of the torment that they are going to get from the left, that they stay away. Suck it up. Grow a tough skin. But get out and get your name on the ballot if you want to make a difference. I want to make a difference in somebody's day today. I want to make it sweeter. So caller number four right now, before we go to the break here, at 884-9910, you're going to pick yourself up a box of heart-shaped chocolates just in time for Valentine's Day this Sunday. And you better not say you forgot about it. You better have something special ready. And if you don't win it, guess what? You can still order online at Chocolate Shop. That's chocolate, chocppe.us. So, caller number four, right now, I'm going to sweeten your day on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Big congratulations going out to Randall from Minden here on the Monica Jay Show for being caller number four and picking up those chocolates from the chocolate shop. You still have time to either order or get in to the glorious Gardnerville location and pick up your chocolates just in time for Valentine's Day. So, Randall, thanks for listening. Just received this in a text. I'm listening to the news. They say Biden is going to get involved in the Burma thing. Why the F are we sticking our nose into other countries' business? Well, to answer that question, you have to understand that Myanmar uses the same voting machines. And the military has gotten involved because they're going to hold another election. And they are going to make sure that it is 100% honest. The reason that Biden is getting involved is because they want the person who supposedly won in power. This country has done that for years, years and years and years. They have participated in regime change. They don't care what the people want. They don't care what they think needs to be another election. What's wrong with holding another election? It's their business. Why are the commissioners in Maricopa County not abiding by federal, by a judge's orders to release the machines for a forensic audit? If you have nothing to hide, then what's the problem? The reason that this country, that this so-called president is getting involved in another country's election is because they want to make sure the person they put in charge stays in charge. Do you remember promises made, promises kept, bringing troops home, getting us out of other countries' business, getting us out of other countries' wars that we shouldn't have been in the first place? And we knew that as soon as the Dems thought they had control again, we were going to be getting involved once again. How many fathers, mothers, husbands, wives, brothers, aunts, uncles, sisters have died on the battlefield in places they never should have been in the first place? We're just all a commodity to these people. We are literally their cattle. And it's time to cut the bull. Open your eyes and start watching what's going on around and see the difference between the leftists who think they know better than you do on how to run your life. All the regulations they put in line in San Francisco that seem to meander their way over here into Reno because a mayor wants Reno to be the next San Francisco. We outlaw straws, but needles are okay. We outlaw plastic bags, but defecating in the streets is okay. What are you thinking? You're putting it on to freedom and liberty that you're allowed to do that? I don't think so. I don't think so. We're waking up. I'm just hoping it's fast enough. And you get involved. Because if you don't get involved, well, you can't complain about it later. Love you. Have a great day. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'll be back with you tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.